Welcome to Everything is Connected, the podcast where we explore the intricate web of connections that shape our world. I'm Sophia, and today we're diving into the realm of social media. In this episode, we'll share our personal experiences with platforms like Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok, discussing how they've influenced our lives, both positively and negatively. Joining me are my co-hosts, Malik, Eva, and Michelle, each bringing their unique perspective on navigating the digital landscape.
Hi, I'm Eva, I'm 22, and we're all studying together at our university. Our study major is English.
Hey, I'm Michelle, I'm 23 years old.
And I'm Malik, and I'm 21 years old.
As I already said, I'm Sophia, I'm 19 years old. And we'll also delve into recent studies that shed light on social media's impact on our mental health, relationships, and even our society at large, which can lead to connection between many people, friends and family, but it also might actually do the exact opposite. From the dopamine hits of likes and retweets to the darker side of online echo chambers, we'll uncover how these virtual networks are more intertwined with our daily lives than we might think. So sit back, relax, and get ready to see just how deeply everything is connected.
So maybe let's start by talking about our experiences. I'll go first. Before university, I used a lot of social media platforms. My go-tos were Instagram and Twitter. When I was still skateboarding, a big part of the culture was comparing yourself to other skateboarders and posting clips of new tricks. It's a really competitive sport. But after I got into university, I realized how time-consuming social media is. Preparing for exams or writing term papers, all those little distractions add up. So I deleted all these platforms from my phone and deactivated my accounts. I made a new account a few months ago, but now I only use it for a few minutes a day on my laptop and I've turned off all notifications. I think that it is not a perfect solution, but I mean it works for me.
All right, that makes total sense. So how do you use social media now, Malik?
I'd say mainly to keep in touch with people I don't see often. I use Instagram to get updates from friends, acquaintances, and relatives. WhatsApp is more of a daily tool for me. I use it to contact colleagues about work issues, plan university projects with fellow students, and call family members, especially those that do not live in Germany, since it's for free. It also connects me to people with similar interests. When I was still skateboarding, many acquaintances emerged from sharing posts or following other skateboarders, which even led to job opportunities.
It's honestly quite interesting to see just how differently everyone uses social media and also what their history with it is. Growing up with a tech-savvy father, I was introduced to the internet really early on. I've used all different types of social media at almost every stage of my life. And nowadays, with the rise of short-form content on platforms like TikTok, for example, I can honestly tell my mental health has been affected more than it used to be. I notice myself being less patient and having more difficulty maintaining attention occasionally. Once I start scrolling, it honestly feels endless sometimes if I don't make an active effort to look at the clock. This often costs me valuable time that could have been spent being productive.
That's a very interesting point, Michelle, and I think I have a study that kind of delves into your issues. There has been a study by Global Digital Insight that found out that the average media usage is about 2 hours, but for teens is twice as much and even sometimes more. And the constant stimulation from social media affects our attention spans, and platforms target our brain's reward system, triggering dopamine release, which can make it hard to focus on one thing for a prolonged time.
Okay, Eva, and do you know what we can do to mitigate these effects?
Well, there are several strategies. For example, personalized therapy can be one, but also staying hydrated, exercising for at least 30 minutes a day can help. Chewing gum has also been showing stress-lowering improvements, or practicing mindfulness, but meditation is probably one of the most tested ones. And also listening to podcasts or reading instead of watching videos or engaging to other things, promoting a better attention and imagination can help that. And these studies simply show that even though social media connects us with people from all over the world and helps us stay in touch with friends and family, its side effects can easily cause us to actually even disconnect from the real world outside of social media.
While we're on the topic of studies, there's actually also been studies that have been conducted to show that there's a correlation between poor body image and disordered eating, as well as social media usage, especially among teenagers and young adults. Oftentimes, young people can find themselves influenced by seeing heavily edited images online, seeing advertisements for weight loss products and things along the lines that ends up setting an unnatural beauty standard that they will never be able to attain, which leads to having poor self-esteem and potentially even finding themselves being jealous of their friends and other people in their surroundings.
Honestly, all of this sounds really challenging. But now I have to ask, Michelle, has social media influenced you positively in any way?
Yes, definitely. While this is something that I struggled with when I was younger, I am happy to say that I've left this all behind me. Nowadays, I think social media keeps me connected to my friends overseas. I have lots of friends in different countries and also continents, and social media allows us to keep up with each other's lives despite the distance. So even though one person might live in one country and the other person lives miles away, we're still able to keep up with each other's milestones, like seeing each other graduate, get new jobs, and things like that.
Well, that's very interesting. And I also like your scientific approaches and studies that you talked about. But there's still one of us left, which is Eva. So what are your personal experiences with social media?
For example, I use Twitter mostly for information while commuting to university. And it actually helps me to stay connected with global issues and also what my friends are up to. I also use TikTok, but mostly when I'm alone at home and not hanging out with my friends. And Instagram I check on occasionally to see if my friends have updated anything or artist announcements for concerts, for example. YouTube is for entertainment mostly for me. And my average screen time, I would say, is about 5 hours a day. But it depends very much on what I have planned for the day. If I'm meeting up with friends, it's less than 5 hours. If I have to do a lot of university stuff, it might go up. It really depends. But TikTok, for example, leaves me a lot. Like I'm not doing anything, very unproductive. I feel disconnected even with other people, even though I'm on the internet. And what about you, Sophia?
Okay, so my experiences are actually quite a bit different. For example, Twitter is a platform that I don't use at all. When I was around 13, my mom saw like a documentary about the platform that really frightened her. So she asked me to avoid it. And honestly, since then, I haven't given much thought to downloading the app. TikTok, on the other hand, is a completely different story. I use it everywhere, at home, on my way to university, and sometimes even when I'm hanging out with friends. It got to the point where I really had to set like a restriction on my phone to limit my usage to 2 hours a day. It's honestly so easy to get lost in the endless stream of content, but the relatability and the depth of some TikToks can be so overwhelming and often affect my mood significantly. Instagram is where I connect with friends and family. I also spend like up to 2 hours a day on Instagram, posting and browsing through my feed. One thing I have noticed is that my heavy social media usage has definitely influenced my connection to other people, especially to my friends. Social media keeps me connected to them via the internet, while in reality, my heavy social media usage actually disconnects me from my friends and family in a way that I spend less time with them in the real world.
That's definitely true. I think that's something that a lot of people struggle with because there's been quite a few studies that show that while social media connects us globally and leads us to having more connection with people, it can also lead to feelings of isolation and disconnection in our immediate lives. Excessive use can lead to less face-to-face interaction, shorter attention spans, and even mental health issues like anxiety and depression. While not all of us might experience it to this extent, I'm sure all of you can kind of relate.
Yeah, Michelle, you're definitely right. But I also think that these platforms can also foster communities and bring people together over shared interests, which can be incredibly powerful. The key is finding a balance and being attentive when using social media.
Yes, I totally agree. And there are also practical steps we can take to improve our relationship with social media, like setting time limits, turning off notifications, and engaging in activities that promote real-world interactions and mental well-being.
All right, this was a lot of input and many different experiences. So in conclusion, while social media connects us in ways that were unimaginable just a decade ago, it also presents challenges that we need to navigate mindfully. By understanding both the benefits and pitfalls, we can use these tools to enhance our lives without letting them take control. So thank you all for joining us on Everything is Connected. Be sure to tune in next time as we continue to explore the connections that shape our world. Stay connected, but more importantly, stay balanced.